The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. We love Landslide and we love Mick, too.
I like the way Mick does his eyes.
I like how he's really tall, really big.
God, now I want to know what Trump listens to. Does he even like
Village it? People, exclusively.
Yeah, but I don't know. He probably mixes it up, right?
It's weird to...
YMCA.
To think of him as a, I'm not saying that he's not a person, but like, you know, we were talking about the thought of Trump driving a car. It's like you don't...
I don't think like he ever has.
When I saw Vince McMahon when he had his little accident, seeing Vince McMahon driving a car was just like strange to me.
We're going to my granddaughter's birthday party.
Like if you saw, like those of you listening right now, if you saw a video of Paige driving down the road, you'd be like, whoa, I've never seen that before. That's weird. She drives.
Right?
It's just kind of stuff you're not expecting.
Yeah.
Trump, now we did see him in the grocery store. I was like,
that was weird too, though.
Trump grocery shopping would be fun, you know? He's going over there buying potato chips and just giving them to people who work there. That was fun.
Did you say, why did you go to the grocery store when you don't care about our personal finances?
Hey, get a Trump fund, bud. Okay. A brand new Facebook fussing coming up here momentarily.
Yeah, we're setting up the cameras, bud.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Listen up, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey,
those
buddy.
Guys are friends. I got a message.
Oh?
So when we were about to, or when we left headlines, I got a message that popped up on my Instagram from Sean Peace.
Sean Peace.
He says, don't delete me. I hope I make the cut.
Oh, man.
Look at that. You made the cut, Sean.
That's nice.
I will not delete you.
Okay.
Since you listen live.
I don't remember how that came up earlier, but I was like, hey, that's a fun segment. Is your least interactions on social media. People you follow and, you know, here's the thing.
How did it come up? We just did it. And I can't tell you how it came up.
I don't know. I said I did that every once in a while. If the little least interactive with little thing pops up, I'm like, should do that. So then you said, I'll do that. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it too.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's good to, you know, to cleanse it. What? Cleanse it.
Cleanse, yeah.
plus.
To cleanse it.
People can lobby for it in real time. Say, hey, look, don't delete me. Leave me on there. Just like Sean Peace just did.
Oh, yeah. Let me check mine and see if I have any.
I just want to.
God, man. Okay. That's cute. That's fun. Okay, you ready?
Oh my God. Okay, yeah.
So we get to pick each other's? Is that what we're going to do?
Hang on a second. I got some music for this.
Paige, you go to click on who you're following, and then when you click on it, it'll show who you follow, and then it'll say least interacted with.
So in your friends section?
Yeah. Oh, on who you follow.
Oh, follow.
Who you follow.
Who we followed, but we're picking our own, right? Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah, if you want to do that.
I don't think I can see your metrics that way.
Oh.
I think this is just a personal thing.
It's just a personal thing.
Actually, hang on a second. Let me see if I can see yours. I don't know why it would show me that, but...
You want to see mine?
Let me see who you follow.
See Paige's Prissy.
You want to see my... Yeah, it won't show me for yours.
Where do you click from there?
All right, so we got to do our own. Let me go here.
Wait, are you on Instagram? You're on Facebook, okay. You goober.
I'm sorry. No wonder why.
Goob.
Y'all wait till you see this Facebook fussing. Paige brought props.
She's got props.
This woman was made for the stage. The main stage.
She also.
Paige is up on the main stage.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I think I noticed she dropped that zipper a little more, too, for camera.
Oh, it's stuck there. I can't zip it up anymore.
Nice. What a great excuse. You're like those two girls in the jumpsuits in Cannonball Run.
I used to be winking. Now I'm stuck.
And they're stuck. I can't get it to go up anymore.
I swear to you. Okay.
Are these in... Like, I don't know if these are any particular order.
I don't either.
From top to bottom.
I don't either. Some of these are very shocking because I guess interacting with means like you comment or like it.
Yeah.
I assume. Okay.
I don't know if... Oh, man. There's one that popped up probably that we all have.
Well, you have to be honest.
It's Coleman.
Oh.
We were in New Orleans.
Oh.
But Coleman was cool with us, man. He was on the show a bunch.
Yeah.
But we're not there anymore.
Right.
And I haven't heard from him.
And that really, one of Fatboy's old rules on social media was if he followed a coworker online and then they ended up getting fired or left the company, he would then unfollow them because he's like, well, they were work friends. And
yeah.
That's fine. None of... I
got to drop Coleman.
Oh, you're already deciding?
Yeah, I got to.
Are you just doing one?
No, I'll do some more.
Okay.
This will be fun.
Okay. You may read some of mine.
Oh,
tell me. Okay. Least interacted with. And some of these, I'm not going to... Just people I know, but maybe they don't post a lot, so I'm not going to worry about that. Rob Van Dam. I love him. He follows me back. I can't unfollow him.
Oh, you can't do that, no.
Real CJ10.
Chipper Jones?
Yeah. He don't post much, though. And when he does, it's just charity stuff. That's what I tell Jeremy Clements all the time. I'm like, Jug.
Yeah.
Post pictures of you on the airplane. All these great pictures he sent us. The picture, the video of him and his little baby girl in the flying Dumbo at Disneyland. That video he sent. That was so cute. I was like, Jug, post that. Ah, I just post racing stuff. You know what? You're more than a speed demon, buddy. You're a dad.
See, this is tougher. Husband. Like for me, because I don't have any verified accounts that I'm least interacted with. These are all just like normal accounts.
Normies.
Of people.
Yours
might be more notable.
Well, this isn't all following on me. Brett the Hitman Hart. Can't unfollow
him.
No,
you can't. He was on the show. Taylor Rogers, though, I might have to unfollow.
Who's that?
Again, these are regular, everyday people.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, but like, how do you know them, I guess? You don't know?
Some friends, some through the show, some through other people.
Yeah.
But if we're least interacted, I mean, look, it's not on me at this point, right? It's on other people.
That's true.
All right. There's one more unfollowed.
Okay.
So I'm up to two.
All right. I'm just going to...
Ooh, why do you have a rainbow? I don't know if I like that.
Why? It doesn't always... Maybe they sell the vacuums. You know what? I am going to... okay. I'm
going. Vacuums.
Yeah.
Could be.
You think any of the salespeople quit because they're like anti-gay? They're like, I can't work for Rainbow Vacuums anymore, guys. I just can't do
it. Hey, y'all didn't tell me what the hell y'all's building here.
Hey, I knew you worked at a baby doll factory, but you do Rainbow Brights, dude? Are you an ally or what?
This vacuum is to suck trash.
If they have P1 in their name, like their display name, I will forever follow them. That's like... P1 Jelly Bean.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good name.
P1 Odom. P1 Sparrow Hawk. I will always follow them because that's their name.
You know what?
They're spreading the word.
Here's one I can get rid of.
Yeah.
Cat Williams. But not the Cat Williams.
Oh, it's an imposter.
This is a different Cat Williams. You're not who I thought you were. So I got to unfollow you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just you. Okay. Here's one I don't
even. Tatted Cat.
I don't even know who this person is.
Oh, give him a shout
out. Yes, I do. I can't now.
Dang it.
It's Fortner's son.
Oh, yeah. You got to follow.
I got to follow.
I can't say his name because he's a minor.
Yes.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
I think he's 18, isn't he?
Well, I still don't want him in.
Yeah, I don't want to. He looks just like his daddy.
It looks just like his dad.
I remember when he was a kid.
Okay. Here's one that I will unfollow, and it's okay. Stephanie McMahon Helmsley. Goodbye.
Oh, you don't like
she
that.
Always, you know, she always posts the pictures of her interview, never behind the scenes stuff, never of her and Trips out hanging out. It's always just business. That's why I'm unfollowing Shaq too, because Shaq, all he does is post bully videos about Charles. Actually, I like them.
You got to keep Shaq.
I'm gonna keep him. Paige, what do you got over there?
God, I don't have, I'm trying to go through all those.
If it says following in bold, that means they follow you back, so you know.
Okay, this is, where am I looking at heritage?
Oh, I hate to do this, man, but I got to.
You
got
to scroll all the way back up to the top. You know what?
Oh.
Right there where, I don't
know. That's still turned into a tutorial.
Yeah, your screen looks different than mine. I don't know.
You got to go to your profile, and where it says following and followers, you go to...
Oh, I see it. It just clicked on it.
While you look, I got to drop Natasha, Jeep Girl. I got to unfollow you.
P1 Jeep Girl?
We don't have any interaction.
Well...
Plus, like, I think you don't answer my messages.
Can you not...
I got to get you off here.
Okay. Hey, man.
Oh...
I don't know. Man, some of these people, I don't even know who they are. I guess they were maybe listeners or whatever. Like, this guy right here hasn't posted since 2018. I'm going to unfollow. I don't even know.
Oh, that's an easy one, though.
But they follow me back.
But 2018, though.
Yeah, but some people don't post. They just use it as the, like, Snapchat, you know? They use it just for the filters, but never post themselves. All right, I am unfollowing. I don't know who that is. Also, a friend's...
I love the reasoning to it.
Well, I just realized that I'm still following a friend's ex-wife, so I will unfollow...
Yeah, oh, hang on now. That could be strategic. You want to keep that one?
No, it's not. That's your move. I don't do that.
I'll rapid fire. Cameron Stepp gone. Britney Say 25 gone. Haley Perry gone.
Damn.
There's three unfollowed.
But you got to follow new people in their spot.
Yeah, you got to keep a number. Like, you don't like having like a 666. You know,
that's No. I'm going to, you know what? I am going to unfollow Paige Beckers.
You're barking up the wrong tree anyway.
Well, so. I wasn't barking. I was just, you know, a fan. But it's like, all right, you.
Oh, Bev's got a gram. I got to unfollow you. Even though that was a funny little picture of the duck in the Star Wars.
God, does Edith have Instagram? Edith would be a fun follow, I think.
Does she have one, Paige?
I don't know. I follow her on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Here's one for 2022.
Somebody I went to high school with doesn't interact with me anymore, and I don't interact with them.
Oh, who is it? I got one of those.
Followed by you, too.
Oh, please. Oh, write it down, man, because I'll do it with you.
Callie.
Oh, that shows up in your... Yeah. Least interacted with?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, all right.
All right. You want to do it at the same time?
Let's do it at the same time.
That would be mess mean.
Just
oh, that's
do
a,
it.
That's a double. Okay. See, that's a double hit, but let's go. Let's
all
do
right.
it.
Okay, one, two, three.
Well, I got to get there first angle.
Okay. Well, I've already done it. Their morning's falling apart right now.
This is like really weird.
I just did it too.
People, I don't even.
I might regret that one.
I'm just a.
She's a world traveler.
Paige.
Yes.
Delete someone.
Okay, I'll go to the top. Tommy Boy, I'm gonna get rid of him. I don't know. I'm sorry. You can have me back. I'll follow you.
Well, you're not blocking them. You just you don't follow them back.
Are you blocking them?
No, I'm just unfollowing them.
Okay.
Michael Fortin, I grew up with you, and we're buddies. But I gotta unfollow you because
he's gassy.
You don't answer me back fast enough. To be honest with you,
you know this one is strange too. That. Sydney Sweeney showing up on my list.
Oh, God.
You can't unfollow her.
Well, I don't know why it's least interacted.
Yeah, why would... I follow her breasts because that's a separate account.
Oh, really?
But you follow the person, so that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what I'm unfollowing? Why do I follow her? Like, that makes no sense. Why do I follow... Yeah, I unfollowed her. There ain't no need in it. Like, I've never watched the show. I don't, like...
Well,
it's kind of an it girl thing. I got to follow the it girl. And I'm like, no.
In your defense.
My daughter's age.
You didn't know she was naked in a lot of movies.
I didn't. I've never watched any of her work.
And I think I'm going to unfollow Jessica Simpson, even though I like her.
Oh, this messed up. Brent Metheny, I'll follow you back. See, it works that way, too, if you solicit for a follow.
Oh.
You listen live, so that's cool.
Well, I will solicit for a follow at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. Oh, say it again? Okay. O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Oh, Kenneth Brunner.
At me.
You're out, buddy.
Why?
You had a little run. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Like, we're least interacted with. I don't know why. I used to like some stuff here or there, but...
Okay. And you know what you need to do is you have to pick out of your new followers someone to follow and replace Bat.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That'd be... Well, some of you are going to have a leg up over the others, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that ain't fair either. What a dumb bit that was. I bet that was entertaining for you listening right now, wasn't it? You're like, look. Oh, that was fun listening to you guys. unfollow people on the radio. That was fun.
We just shattered a lot of people's lives, to be honest.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Oh, that means, you know, some perhaps. Some. All right, I'm going to follow this person back. Dusty. Well, they've only posed. Bye. Austin McCurley. First off, that's a cool name, Austin McCurley.
Yeah, it is. That's a good last name.
Austin McCurley, 95. You've only posted 8 times. I don't know that. I think we're going to interact very little.
All right, I'm going to follow you back, Cody Carpenter, but you better approve me because, yeah, if I follow back and it's like requested, I don't follow. Well,
good some, God.
I get a lot of those. They want to prove it. Like, come on.
Wow.
I just want to look at pictures. Like, oh, approve me, people.
This person has cows as well.
Or you can't follow. You can't unfollow them.
No.
They got cows.
One of the new followers, yes. Golly, boy. You want to talk about the power of radio? Jesus Christmas. I'm not even putting us over hard. I'm just being honest about it. Like,
what's up, Joy?
You just say it, and then they appear. Why do we not do this more often?
Triple H, oh, follow me, please. Undertaker.
Yeah, they're listening.
Stone Cold. What? I can't get my phone. I'll follow you in a second.
What's up, Zykel Smith? Am I saying your name right? Zykel?
Oh, you nailed it.
Zykel. Kaylee Daisy. Will Clemmer.
Oh, Will Clemmer.
I bet that's fun hearing your name. On the- Will Clemmer. Oh, wow. Cool.
Well, it depends.
Dude.
Depends.
If you got more than one testicle, probably not.
This girl's name sounds like a Facebook fussing name. Her name's Brianna Coffin. Like Coffin, C-O-F-F-I-N.
That can't be real. That's got to be an alias, right?
I don't know.
I got Coffin. Ted Babies.
Ted Babies is good.
No.
That's not real.
That's awful.
It's a fussing name I made up last night.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that was fun. That was fun. Okay, good. All right.
A little purge.
Now we go from Instagram to Facebook next, but not for more begging for more followers.
Yeah.
You go to Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and we'll be doing... a new Fussin coming up next.
Footy Freeman, is that a real person?
I don't know, but like...
Yeah, probably not.
We should start selling ads to people who want to get more followers.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm serious. Like,
start pouring in at Fatboy933.
Yeah, but like, Paige, say yours, because yours is difficult for me.
What, Paige933TRG?
Paige933TRG. Okay.
I had to change it a few times.
Plus, if you see what she's wearing today, you're going to have like 1,000 followers by 10 o'clock.
Yes, and she's wearing a wig.
Dang it, wait till you see the camera.
God.
She's been messing with this wig for 20 minutes at least.
She's still. Like, she's doing that thing where, like, you know, like when you see, like, when.
Dang it. And her zipper's stuck. Oh,
yeah.
Say
when you see a woman who has extensions, you know, like, you know she has all extensions, of them. You can tell. She does that thing where she'll do her head down and sideways and do her hair back like that.
Like about $200 extension.
It's like she's like, she's dabbing with her head. Like that.
I like how you can still see some of the blonde.
I know. I'm trying to stick it in my hair.
Your roots are showing, Paige.
I know.
You're waking movie. Up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Is a real Facebook argument, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the riseguys@aol.com. And as always, I will remind you that names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. Now, I am working off a legit script.
Nice.
Because...
Do I have to every time?
Well... I can't look at it on the screen because it makes my camera freeze for some reason.
Yeah, you pause up every time.
Yeah. So, be doing it the old school way today.
Stupid ass camera.
Yeah, copier paper smells good.
God, how diff. I mean, yeah.
Hey, put them up. Oh, like I'm robbing you.
Well, I do be smelling good, right?
Yeah, it does. Like Scantron.
Oh, dang it, man.
What, Scantrons?
No, that's the first thing I've huffed in weeks.
God, I'm sorry. Oh.
Oh,
now you.
That's for him.
It's a gateway drug. You're shooting her a bird. Yeah, I'm down here.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay. The triumphant return. Here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Diana Ball is Paige. Playing the role of Big Jim Ronnie is Fatboy.
Jim Ronnie.
Playing the role of Corey Intel is Mattman. And also playing the role of Sue King Peters is Mattman. And action.
We all got our tickets for the Meet the Candidates Gala. Representatives from both the Nancy Mace and Alan Wilson campaigns are expected to attend. USA flag emoji.
Now, if Alan Wilson shows up, I hope he explains why gas is still higher than giraffe roars.
Hey, Big Jim Ronnie, the Attorney General, he don't control the gas prices, you dumbass.
Oh, here we go. Corey Hennel, the fact checker, has arrived.
No, you literally blame the Attorney General for Chevron's prices.
And you blame Trump for the pollen season last year.
That was a joke, Big Jim Ronnie.
Well, it wasn't funny, Corey. My truck was yellow.
Hello. As someone originally from Brighton, England, I think American politics are absolutely fascinating. Everyone here appears angry all the time, yet none of your roads have reflective paint.
Well, who asked you, you big redcoat?
Well, I beg your pardon, but I pay taxes here, James.
You also call soccer football, so your opinion don't matter, Sue King Peters.
Please, stay on topic or I will turn comments off.
Roger that, Diana Ball. I just want to know why everybody's suddenly pretending they love Nancy Mace this whole time. Y'all was calling her a Renault 2 years ago.
I still do, Coriental.
Well, that's why you're voting for her, I guess?
Because Trump likes her now.
You know, that is literally cult behavior.
And your profile picture is you holding a fish with capri pants on.
Those are performance pants?
For what performance? River dance?
You know, Nancy Mace reminds me of every divorced woman at a wine bar trying to explain cryptocurrency.
Sue King Peters, please.
Okay, that was actually really funny.
I don't trust Alan Wilson or Nancy Mace. I want somebody with common sense.
Ha! Big Jim Ronnie, you microwaved a can of Wiener sausages one time.
That was one time, and it said heat and serve.
By the way, gang, who is Lindsey Graham, really? Exactly. He speaks like a man that's hiding a silk scarf collection.
Thank you.
LMFAOOOOOOO.
Y'all, please, do not start on Lindsey Graham.
I seen Lindsey on TV crossing his legs tighter than my meemaw at a Baptist casino night.
Lindsey Graham always sounded like he was about to recommend a nice sugar scrub.
He generally appears one flute of Chardonnay away from hosting a daytime gardening program.
I ain't never trusted a man named Lindsey.
This is exactly why we can't have civil discussions.
Civil discussion ended when Jim called Fauci Dr. Lesbian for like 3 straight years.
Because you look just like one.
I am warning everybody.
You know, I still cannot understand why Americans put politicians on flags and shirts and hats and coolers and apparently enormous truck decals. Back home, if anyone put the prime minister on some swimming trunks, we'd assume they escaped a facility for the mentally ill.
Well, that's because y'all got a king.
Yes, and he doesn't sell commemorative steak knives or high-top sneakers.
You know what? You laugh now, but when Nancy Mace fixes this state, don't come crying.
Fixes what exactly?
Illegals, wokeness, low testosterone, and men wearing scarves.
You know, I would imagine that you have different sleeveless American flag hoodies for every day of the week.
That's patriotic athletic wear.
I hope to God, none of you are coming to the event.
Well, good luck. Jim already RSVP'd 2 tables. 4 kids, 2 adults, and a possible ferret.
Well, Coriental, he goes where I go.
Is the ferret voting for Alan Wilson and Nancy Mace?
Probably Nancy. He bites liberals.
No, Jim. He bites everybody. That's why Tractor Supply asked you not to bring him back in there.
That employee by the way, was Antifa.
Commas are now limited.
You know, I need directions, by the way. Last one I went to in Anderson turned out to be an estate sale.
You, Gerard?
Hey, look, I got out, parked, started walking up there before I realized. I was like, why would this dead lady have so many American flags?
Insane. Gerard.
My British accent turned like Australian halfway through that, which is kind of the same anyway. It's kind of the same.
A little bit.
A little bit.
We got to take a break. We got to. Oh. This sucker is, I mean, it's meaty.
It's girthy.
And it's up against us.
Okay. All right. It's well worth it if you stand by and wait for it. When we come back, part two of Facebook Fussing, including, I'll go ahead and tell you the roles so everyone can prepare for it. Playing the role of Jason Jennings with no G. Jason Jennings. Fat boy.
There's no G.
Playing the role of Daryl Blueberry is Matt Man.
Ooh,
and when we come back, Paige playing her greatest role ever. First name, Alita. Last name, Tass. Paige, your name is what?
Alita Tass.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we are back.
And we're back.
Paige has put so much into... She went to the bathroom yet again to...
I'm telling you, a couple times.
...fix her wig.
Yes, this is a different one.
Oh, this is a different... What?
Oh, that one's better. Look, that matches her shirt. The zipper stuck.
The very revealing shirt that she's wearing today. Boy, we're not just... Did you do this? Did you... I'm not going to ask you that. That's not fair.
I'll do it.
Did I do what?
HR's not here.
Like, when you think... like
This
when you
is the way... This is the shirt. That's the way it is.
Let's see if we can stick it down a little farther.
I must do this.
Kind of look funny.
Got to show a little cleave, fat boy.
Got to. Got to pop it up. Nice. Well, you just stretch your shirt out now.
I know. Now I got a eunuch. Okay.
Goodness.
Eunuch.
Here we go. Let me make sure that I have my... Yes, I do. Okay, here we go. Facebook Fussing, if you're just tuning in. Live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. All right, here we go. And scene number two. Playing the role of Jason Jennings as Fatboy.
OG.
Playing the role of Daryl Blueberry as Mattman. And playing the role of Alita Tass is Paige. And action.
Just witnessed a full-grown man barefoot in the Bucky's bathroom standing at the sink, washing both feet like he was detailing a pickup truck. Y'all, this country is in decline. Video attached.
Sharing this because Jason probably only recorded it because he likes dudes, men's videos, feet about their feet videos, smiling, laughing emojis.
Excuse me?
Ain't no way that you just happened to whip your phone out that fast unless you was already searching size 11 toe compilation vids.
I mean, honestly, Jason, the camera angle was very stable.
It was called holding still.
Brother zoomed in on the pinky toe like he was the damn Zapruder film.
I zoomed in because he had a toenail hanging off.
That's actually medically concerning.
You actually sounded kind of excited typing that.
I was disgusted, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's probably why you've watched this video 14 times. I mean, Facebook tells us that stuff now. Thank you.
That was me replying to comments.
I watched it twice, and I genuinely couldn't believe somebody had both feet in the sink simultaneously.
That's called efficiency, ain't it?
In a public sink, though?
Listen, buddy, people wash babies in them things too, all right?
Well, babies ain't got trucker feet, buddy.
The bigger issue is why his head looked powdered like a strawberry donut.
That word said heel. See? You zoomed in on it too, didn't you? I seen you.
Because Jason filmed it in 4K National Graphic quality.
Look. I didn't expect this to turn into me being the bad guy.
You violated dude's privacy, you know, while he was exfoliating his heels.
Exfoliating?
Honestly, washing feet in Bucky's is still cleaner than half of the things I've seen at a Waffle House.
Thank you for saying that.
I thought it was bussies, but I guess it's not. And no, it ain't.
Well, look, I'll tell you this. I once watched this toddler. He licked a syrup bottle at Spartanburg Waffle House, and ain't nobody even blinked about it. I was like, my God. Well, about to swallow my tongue.
That's called immune system development.
This is why pandemics happen.
Well, pandemics happen because you're probably recording strangers' feet instead of building your antibodies up.
Listen, I am not a footman.
That's exactly what a secret footman would say.
Oh, my God.
Jason definitely got a hidden folder called art support.
Daryl, you sell hammocks out of a storage unit.
Yeah, and guess what? Business is booming.
Can we focus on the hygiene issue? Because personally, I think feet are cleaner than hands half the time.
You are out of your mind, woman.
No, seriously. People touch gas pumps, buggies, vape pens, phones, bathroom doors.
Exactly. And feet just down there minding their business.
Okay, feet are literally walking around on ground all day long.
And your phone's got more bacteria than a raccoon's coffin.
What the hell is a raccoon coffin?
A Kia Soul.
LMFAO.
I'm just saying, there are standards in society.
This coming from a man who ate gas station tuna.
That was one time during a storm.
Jason, your truck smells like a wet baseball pants.
Because I work. That's why.
Dude, you work at a mattress warehouse.
Well, mattresses don't move themselves, Daryl.
Honestly, if the foot guy bought beaver nuggets first, I almost understand washing up before driving.
Why would beaver nuggets even matter?
Because them things leave dust on your fingers like you survived nuclear winter.
I ate one bag and my steering wheel looked breaded.
Y'all are missing the point.
No, you are missing the point. America's about freedom, okay?
Exactly. If a man wants to rinse his dogs besides the hand dryer at Bucky's, well, that's his constitutional right.
That is not in the Constitution.
It is implied.
No, it ain't.
Honestly, Jason, the whole thing feels personal. Did the foot guy reject you or something?
I did not hit on the footman.
Well, nobody said you did.
Y'all are twisting this. I don't like it.
Then explain why you captioned the original video. Look at this beautiful idiot.
That was autocorrect.
Ain't no phone on earth autocorrecting the beautiful smiling laughing emojis.
You know what? I hate the both of y'all. Really.
Jason, be honest. How many bags of beaver nuggets did you buy before following that man into the bathroom?
Insane!
Old beaver nuggets, man.
They're pretty much corn pops, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
They are tasty.
Pretty much. Oh, Paige.
Dang it.
You're
wash his feet in the sink.
I mean, are we doing this for the views? Maybe. I mean, why would we put it on here if we were not? But you gotta go look at her. Like
she wears that during a little solo time, maybe a little solo play.
Have you ever worn that during some kind?
I've never worn. This is the first time I've ever worn this wig.
Oh, really?
It's a yeah.
Wow.
That's not the wig from Babe Mansion.
I have the wig from Babe Mansion over there.
Do you have the jacket from Babe Mansion that you wore topless?
I have the ponytail, and then I have this, the long.
The long? Let me see.
This is the ponytail, though. Let me see.
Plus, guess what else she has? It's not the only thing she has.
I want to see what I look like with a blonde beard.
Oh, you look like Billy Gibbons now. Wear the penis head with it and see how that works.
Oh, you look good.
Oh, now you look like early Michael PSAs.
Give me some cocaine.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.